The Bert Show.
You guys remember, how long ago was it that we all called our psychics? It was at the beginning of the summer. We all went to different psychics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
most of them were terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, most of them were terrible.
Melissa had psychic maybe.
I had a horrible psychic. Yeah, she was like, maybe this and maybe that. And nothing she said was even close to.
Well, it turned out that my psychic was...
Very accurate.
At least the most accurate, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Got a lot of the stuff right, and was even coming up with stuff months after the fact. Mm-hmm. I still haven't listened back to it, but apparently she predicted that trip out to Los Angeles.
Yeah. For the TV thing.
Right. So this past weekend, I talked to her, and I don't know who requested it, because I was in LA at the time y'all came up with it, and I don't know who requested it, because I set up appointments for all of you guys to have with my psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to record those and see how those, you know, pan out. But then it dawned on me, mm-hmm, and I realized this morning something very interesting.
Okay.
We don't need my psychic.
Okay.
Because there might be someone in this room who is psychic.
Really?
Really?
Oh, about my dream?
About your dream.
Oh, Wendy.
Okay, because I had a dream over the weekend, and I don't know where it stemmed from or... What I don't even know, but I went to sleep on Friday night, and the only thing I remember waking up in the morning is that Joanna got engaged, but she came to me in my dream telling me and showing me a ring that she had gotten engaged over the weekend, and it was bizarre because we were just in some random bar in my dream, and she just like casually showed me
you and Joanna
in the bar.
Being in a bar is not unusual.
No, but like, but who shows off their engagement ring like in a bar? Like usually, I mean, I would expect her to come in studio and be like, "Hey, I'm engaged. I got engaged." And that sort of story, but we were just in a bar, and she's like, "Hey, I got engaged." It was like no big deal, and I'm like thinking all morning long, I'm like, "Did she get engaged? I need her to come in. Did she get engaged this weekend?"
I thought that same thing. The first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning and was like getting ready, I was like, "I wonder if Joanna got engaged this weekend."
How was your weekend, Joanna?
I got engaged this weekend.
Oh wait,
Turn the mic on. Wendy?
I had it on Friday night.
Weird. Yeah. When did you get engaged?
Saturday morning.
Oh,
Wendy!
Thanks, Wendy.
Congratulations.
Great job.
He did an amazing job on my ring. And the funny thing
is,
I sent a picture to my friend to show her what kind of ring I wanted. And this is more beautiful than the ring I sent her. This is gorgeous.
Oh, it's so good. Pretty. Yeah. And how do you do it?
Well, we went to the cabins. We went up to the North Georgia Mountains this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Tracy about it. It didn't start off great because he wasn't feeling very well. Mm-hmm. And we got stuck in traffic. I don't know if you heard, but on 575 Friday night, there was this really bad accident that shut down all lanes of traffic.
No.
So we were stuck in that. So we finally got up. It was really late at night. And, you know, we checked out the cabin and then went to bed. The next morning, I made breakfast. After breakfast, we were just sitting on the couch trying to figure out what we wanted to do that day. And he's like, "Well, come outside with me." And there's this beautiful, like, outdoor fireplace outside. Because mm-hmm. I said my one requirement is that I want an outdoor fireplace. I love fireplace. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Okay, let's go outside. Let's go sit in front of the fireplace." So we're sitting in front of the fireplace. And it's cold. The fire isn't really keeping me all that warm. But and there's, like, a little bit of snow falling outside. So it was really pretty. And he puts his arm around me. And he says, and he has one hand in his pocket, which I thought was really weird. And one hand around me. And he starts saying, "You know, I've never loved anybody before. And you're the only person I've ever loved. And you're the only person I ever want to love for the rest of my life."
Aww.
And then I knew that this was the moment. This was coming.
So really? Because you hadn't even thought about this ahead of time. So, like, it must have been
just out of the blue.
Oh, my God. He's not really going to do this, isn't he? I'm not ready. I don't know if I want this.
Well, you know, and then
he turned to me
and he went down. Well, actually, he did say something along the lines of, "I guess I should go ahead and get this over with." And goes down on one knee and he says, "You know, will you marry me?" And it was beautiful. Oh. I will say.
And that's exactly what you wrote for him, right?
Yes. Okay. It was a little weird.
Like an Oscar speech. She had the paper. Yeah, he had the paper folded out.
No, like Sarah Palin. It had it written on his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I will say that I was a little thrown off because my best friend, I knew she was in on it the whole time. And when Friday came along, she said, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? Come with me. I want to check out this band. I was like, wait a minute. She should be the one that knows that we're going to this cabin. Mm-hmm. So it threw me off because I was like, wait a minute. She would know the plan.
Because you needed to be thrown
out. And she asked me what I was doing Saturday night. So she doesn't know the plan. But yeah, I was surprised and I'm excited.
Good.
And I'm... And you know what? He's so cute. He wanted to carry me everywhere. Like, he kept picking me up and brought me into the house.
That's
picked
cute.
Me up.
Sweet.
It was adorable.
Well, I think that's just...
Congratulations.
Yay.
Yay. Good.
That's just a size thing. Like, I do that with you and Bert and everybody. I just, sometimes it just makes men feel manly.
Well, so are requires you going... It of you, are you going to the printers with your invitations today?
Well, I've already bought 2 bridal magazines.
I'm like, knowing Joanna, she's already got the date, the reception hall, the church is already booked, and she'll be going to print today.
You're not too far off.
Really?
I already have the dates.
You do?
Yes.
When is it going to be?
Next Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so not this coming one. So a year and a half engagement.
Did you say not the good one? Did somebody say not the good one?
No, I said that's a good one.
Oh, I think you're like, not the good holiday.
I said not the coming one.
Oh, so yeah.
That's a good weekend, though.
Why so long of engagement?
Well, we want to get married in Florida because it's between both his parents and my parents. And I figure Memorial Day is a good weekend because everyone has a long weekend.
Right.
And you can make kind of a trip out of it. And I don't think.
And this one's too close.
Yeah, this is too close.
And I think it gives people plenty of time to make travel preparations.
And are you worried about Jason changing his mind between now and then?
No, I've already got the ring, so he
can't. Her bridesmaids have got to save up for what they're going to be spending. Mm-hmm. So she needed to give them a year and a half.
And my best friend, I'm her maid of honor in her wedding, and that one is coming in August. So it gives me time to focus on her wedding and help her, and then Bridezilla on me.
That is my time. Well, congratulations.
Yay!
Good for you.
Well, fun.
That's one good for Filene's basement. So when we do Running of the Brides, they just got one new volunteer for unpacking.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Hey, Monica, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, how you doing? Congratulations, Joanna.
Thank you.
I called a couple of weeks ago, and when you were talking about being engaged, and I said how I implemented the rule, the expiration date, and I got engaged.
Yeah.
I'm going to be congratulate you. You didn't have to do that.
That's awesome.
And I'm so happy for you. Enjoy this time. Enjoy your wedding. I'm in the process now. I'm getting married in August. And it's wonderful. Just, you know, take this time and savor each other and love it and enjoy your engagement. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
He's been really cute. And he's been like very, he's like, now that we're engaged, I can tell you all my ideas of what I would like for us to do. And it's really cute because.
You're for the wedding?
Yeah.
That's
he's actually
sweet.
Wants to be very involved.
It's awesome.
We'll see how long that lasts. But right now, he wants to be very involved.
The question is, do you want him to be really involved?
I do, as long as they're good ideas.
Have you used the word fiance yet?
Yes. And it's still weird.
Isn't that fun?
I still feel like I have to give the ring back at some point or something. Something. I can keep looking at it, and I'm like, are you sure I don't have to, you know, give this back? It's so
That's
pretty.
That's awesome. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Did he ask your dad first?
He did.
How far in advance did he do that?
He forgot his jacket in the house with quotes. He's like, oh, I got to go back in and get my jacket. And that's when he showed my parents the ring and told him, I'm doing it tomorrow. I want your permission. And my dad said he started crying.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad started crying.
Sweet.
Oh,
yes.
Sweet.
I've never in
because
my life seen my dad
like
cry.
Like him or don't like him?
Because they love him.
Okay, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Now, I will
tell Wendy the psychic. Look at you.
Just random.
Even before it happened.
Random dreams.
I will tell you, Joanna, that had you not gotten engaged, we were going to mess with you next week and have Jen walk in here wearing an engagement ring.
We can do that.
With the guy that she's been out with for, I don't know, a month.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got engaged.
All the good fun.
Yay!
Just kidding.
That would have been hilarious.
All right. So if you want to know more about Joanna's wedding, you can go to our website and she'll put a picture of her ring up, I'm sure, and brag all about Jason. And if you want a psychic reading from Wendy, you can reach her. Wendy at Q100Atlanta.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.